So coming soon, in fact, right now, it's the, today is the 31st of August, 2023. That's the Thursday show of Bathrop's Pier's Broadsides. And this time, as is becoming increasingly frequent on Thursday, we have a flashback. And it's going to be a flashback to December 12th, 2002, 21 years ago. And the main topics that get kind of mentioned on this show, well, it was the final exit of the so-called progressive Tres Amigos that were elected in 1998. That was Fitzmaurice, Crone, and Sugar, and who turned out to be such a disappointment for some of us. They had promised various reforms around police and homeless civil rights and city council process, at least those are the ones that I was following, and we didn't get them. Quite the opposite, in fact. They kind of paved the way for, at least they allowed, for much more repressive legislation that came in 2002. This was the closing month of 2002, in December, and that is, well, in the summer of that year, several council members proposed ordinances that strongly expanded the infamous downtown no-sitting, heavily restrictions on peaceful spare changing, tabling, and vending. And it was sent to the Downtown Commission, one of the city's sort of advisory groups, to kind of look over and get more public input before being made permanent, although it was passed in rush sessions in the summer while the students were conveniently away. And when the Downtown Commission came back with its more moderate proposals, the City Council refused them, and that became a topic of some concern and discussion. If you follow any of the shows in the month of December, and of course I did a show twice a week, pretty much without fail, unless I was ill or absent, you'll hear that discussed a lot more fully. Also, there was a raid on Berkeley Liberation Radio, which was the free radio station, the pirate radio station up in Berkeley, and we talk about that a lot on this particular show. You'll hear also discussion from Amy Courtney and Cassandra Brown, interviews of them and their commentary in court as they defended themselves against Caltran and the cops because they put anti-war banners on the freeway overpasses and held them there. They didn't deface anything, they didn't vandalize anything, but they expressed a strong opposition to the war that had been declared in Afghanistan in 2001 by the Bush regime. And then you get to hear Michael Reyes talk about harassment at City Hall for sleeping by officers Klein and Seeley. They weren't sleeping, they were harassing the sleepers. And, well, more too, which you'll be able to read in more detail when I put it on paper sometime in the next few days. And you can do that by staying in touch with the Huff website, huffsantacruz.org, where you probably are at right now, because that's probably the best place to get this show, or the most convenient one. You can pick it up at any time once it's been archived there, assuming the site is up, which it usually is, but not always. Remind you that all phone numbers you hear, except for the Huff line number, 423-4833, are questionable because they're 21 years old. There's no studio line anymore, although if you want to get on the air or get in touch with me when I get on the net, you should do it through my main phone number, the Huff line, 423-4833. And I'm also, I put out one issue of the Street Shit Sheet, and maybe putting out more. If you want to get an article in the Street Shit Sheet or get a copy of the Street Shit Sheet, you can call me up and dicker with me for a modest price. Actually, it's free. I'll show you how to get access to it. We should be having new edition of the Street Sheet. Street Spirit is still, I think, a fond dream or memory, because it's they haven't found funding yet for Street Spirit. But Street Sheet is distributed. I'll be picking it up probably at mid-month in Berkeley or San Francisco and bringing it down here. And then folks can read it, sell it, barter it for coffee or, I don't know, lethal drugs, you name it. But in any case, this is a flashback coming up. The first music you're going to hear is not the standard theme song that I use from Pins and Needles, Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. It's City for Sale, the kind of the signature tune of the 1999 San Francisco Mime Troupe production, which was called City for Sale, and it was about gentrification. So enjoy it, enjoy the show, and get in touch with me. If you see anything happening on the streets, particularly violence against people outside, police abuse, or stuff you think needs to be addressed that isn't being addressed in the mainstream media, but that impacts the community, particularly poor people in the community.